We're in Simen Tes Vav in Hilchus Tzitzis. We will be doing Sifim Gimel and Dalet. Let's begin with Sif Gimel. The halacha is that if you have a talis, a big talis, and it has tzitzis on all the sides, and then tears in half. So what's the halacha there? So the Mechaber says that if each of those halves has a shear, each of those is large enough to be chayav b'tzitzis, and we're going to learn the shear a little bit later. So if each one has a shear, the halacha is that the tzitzis that remain, two on each, two corners of each of the four, of each of the two halves of the talis, the tzitzis that are there may remain there. So whether you choose to then go and add another two tzitzis on the other two corners of each of them, and you now have yourself two talisim, or you're going to add some more material onto each one of them and then put tzitzis on that, the halacha is that it is not considered tase v'lo mina osui, because it was chayav b'tzitzis at the time you put it there, and it continued to be chayav b'tzitzis even after it tore in half, since each side has enough to be chayav b'tzitzis. So let's say it tears unevenly in a way that one side does and the other one doesn't. The one that does, you can just add two tzitzis to. The one that doesn't, you would have to undo the tzitzis before you can go and add a piece of material to it and make the whole thing chayav and tzitzis. I say before, you can undo it afterwards also, except that you would have to undo them in order that it be chayav b'tzitzis. So this is the rule. This is the rule that in order for the tzitzis to remain kosher and not be tasa v'lo mina asui, the beged would have to have a shear at the time that it tore in a way that it continued to be, it maintained its chiyuv b'tzitzis the entire time. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah mentions something he brought up once before. What happens if this talus gadol was enormous? You couldn't have worn it the way it was. You had to tear it in half. You had to cut it in half. And you put the tzitzis on while it was still unwearable. There are some who say that it was pasul. It was not chayiv b'tzitzis, since it was just not wearable before. It had a lot more than the shear, too much more than the shear, in a way that you wouldn't wear it. So there are those that say that it would be pasul. You'd have to remove them in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, even after you cut it. Now, what happens if you the talus cut in half, and then you go and add this to another talus? You have your two tzitzis on the two corners, and then you want to add one of those to another existing talus, and then you'll put tzitzis on them. There are different opinions. It is good to be machmer lechatchila, but meikar adin we hold that you do not have to remove the initial tzitzis. That means so long as it was chayav b'tzitzis, even though you're now adding it on to a whole new talus, nevertheless, meikar adin we hold that that's not tasa v'lo mina asui, although tov lahachmir. That was Siv Gimel. Siv Dalid, nikra hatalis toch shlosha ezbos. So this is a new halacha, and there are two opinions this is the Rishonim and the Gaonim, as to exactly what's going on here. There's a halacha that if the kanaf, the corner of the talus, tears off, and it's within three etzbaos, near the edge of the beged, the halacha is that you're not allowed to sew it on. Now the question is, what exactly is going on here? Rashi's shita is that we are dealing with a problem of the actual sewing. Namely, according to Rashi, if you sew within gimel etzbaos, remember the three fingers that were the shear where you put the tzitzis near the end of the talus? It's not supposed to be further away from the end than three etzbaos. So let's say something tore over there, the edge, the corner tore off, and then you sew it on again. We're afraid that the stitching, when you sew it on, the stitching will end up having a little extra piece, and you say to yourself, hey, I can use that piece for one of my tzitzis, and then you'll add another seven strings to it. So Rashi's shita is that the problem is not the corner. The problem is the stitching, that you may be tempted to use your stitching as part of the tzitzis. Now, your stitching does not count as part of the tzitzis. It was never put in there as part of the tzitzis. It's part of the garment. It was sewn. It's a piece of thread that's part of what was sewn there. So the halacha is, according to Rashi, that if it tears, you are not allowed to sew it there, because if you sew it there, you may be tempted to use that for your tzitzis, as one of your strings of tzitzis. Therefore, according to Rashi, what if it doesn't tear off completely? It rips a little bit, and you want to sew it over there. According to Rashi, you are not allowed to sew it because we are afraid that the chut hatefer, the chut, the thread that you sewed it with, you're going to end up using as one of your tzitzis. Now, this is the Shita of Rashi. This is the Shita of Rashi. And according to Rashi, where there is no chashash, the halacha would be that it would be mutter. So, for example, let us say we're talking about a beged of tzemer, a woolen garment. Your woolen tzitzis tears. So, what's the problem? You're going to now go and sew it up. Now, today we don't use wood for sewing up, for mending. When we use wool, they use wool in creating a garment. We do not use wool thread for the sake of sewing, for the sake of stitching. Therefore, in this case, I would not be afraid that someone's going to go and sew it up with wool. He will definitely sew it up with some other material. Well, we learned that wool, a wool beged, can only have wool tzitzis. A wool beged cannot have tzitzis made of some other material. Consequently, since I'm going to definitely sew it up with a material other, with a thread other than wool, and that I couldn't use for tzitzis anyway because it's the wrong material, there is no fear that someone is going to go and say, oh, this little piece of cotton thread will count as one of my tzitzis. But this only works for a woolen talus. Because if you're dealing with a cotton pair of tzitzis, the problem is that there, even if there, if you sew it up with cotton, well, then we're afraid that you're gonna leave the tzitzis of it. Because even though our minig is to use tzitzis that are made of wool, tzitzis of cotton are good for a cotton talus. Since it is common to sew with cotton, you are not allowed to sew it, because if you do, there's the fear that the cotton thread may end up becoming one of your 8 strings of tzitzis. So therefore, in the case of a woolen beged, we are makel according to Rashi. In the case of a cotton beged, one would have to be machmir according to Rashi, even if it tears a little bit, that you should not be sewing it up, because if you do, then the fear is you're going to use that as one of your tzitzis strings. Now, the same thing goes, say you have cotton tzitzis, but you sewed it up with a thread of different material. Since the halacha is that a different material will not cover the tzitzis of another material, the only material, the only thread that will work as tzitzis for anything other than itself is wool. You're allowed to use wool strings for any kind of baguette except for linen, bismar hazeh. But you're allowed to use wool strings for anything. But you're not allowed to use any other strings other than for a beged made of the same material. Therefore, say you have a cotton beged and you sewed it up with a different material, with a different thread, a thread other than cotton, then you're allowed to put your tzitzis on it. You don't have to worry about it. There's no chash that you're going to rely on the thread as one of your strings since it's the wrong material. For a cotton beged, you need either woolen tzitzis or cotton tzitzis. You cannot have tzitzis of a different thread. If you did have a different thread, there's no way you would ever be able to rely on that for tzitzis. We're not afraid that you're going to make the mistake. So as a rule then, in Shitas Rashi, the isser of sewing up the corner, if something tears off, is that we are afraid you are going to use the leftover thread on the sewing, the leftover thread, as one of your tzitzis. This is Shitas Rashi. Rav Amram Gon has a totally different Shita. He says that what we're talking about is the corner was less than 3 by 3 etzbaos. It tore off. A corner of less than 3 by 3 tore off. Says Rav Amram, less than 3 by 3 etzbaos is smaller than the smallest size beged. 3 by 3 you can use for something. Less than 3 by 3 has no use whatsoever, and therefore does not have a shame beged. According to him, therefore, it is that becomes potter from tzitzis, so much so that the first opinion here in the Shulchan Aruch holds that according to Rav Amram, even if you later sew on that corner is potter from tzitzis. It is a corner that is not a beged. You have put on the corner of your beged a non-beged. It is therefore potter from tzitzis altogether, and you couldn't put it there. Now, according to Rav Amram, if it's larger than 3 by 3, there's no chashash, because then it's actually a beged. There is an opinion within Rav Amram Gon, and there are two opinions here in that. There's an opinion within Rav Amram Gon that he only said that if you take that little corner with the tzitzis already on it and sew it in. But let us say you would remove the tzitzis, sew the corner in, and put on a different pair of tzitzis, Rav Amram would be moda that that's fine. Meaning, sewing it up would then make it part of the beged, and the fact that it used to be a non-beged is irrelevant. Right now, it is large enough to be a beged. Rov Achronim learn that Rav Amram Gon is moda, that if you put a new pair of tzitzis in after you've sown it, it is fine. Now, lechatchila, one should be machmir. So, Rov Achronim say that according to Rav Amram, if you went and sowed the corner in and then put tzitzis on it, it's going to be kosher. Lechatchila, we are choshish for the other shittas. However, the Ikar Adin is that so long as you do not leave the tzitzis that were on there before, you untie them and then put them on again after it was sown, according to Rav Amram, that would be kosher. So we have two shittas here. We have Rashi and Rav Amram, and let's contrast them a bit. According to Rashi, the fear has nothing to do with that corner piece itself. It is the sewing that does it. So according to Rashi, even if it tears a little bit, you couldn't sew it up, because we're afraid that you're going to use the extra string as one of your tzitzis. According to Rav Amram, unless the corner actually fell off, you do not have a problem. His problem is that once it falls off and it's smaller than gimel al gimel, it is not a beged. So let's say it just gets a tear, sew it up, no problem. So Rashi would be machmer even in sewing it up when it tears a bit, if it's toh gimel. According to Rav Amram, it is only if the entire corner falls off that you actually have a problem. Once again, the Ikar Adin is like Rav Amram. We are choshish for Rashi, though. We are choshish for Rashi. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that it is customary to reinforce the corners and put a beged of dalet al dalet on the corner, excuse me, of gimel al gimel, three etzbos by three etzbos, on the corners of the tzitzis. The reason being that we do not want the corner to end up tearing, and then we're left with this problem of Rashi and Rav Amram. So that the minhag is to reinforce the corners, and you'll see that, to line the corners of the talus katan or the talus gadol. So this way the corners are reinforced, they will not fall off, and you'll have no problem of reattaching it later.